time now for Frankly Speaking.
Oh, you're going to start calling me Fat Frank?
Fat Frank.
Yeah, well, okay, I see where you're going. I still appreciate Front Butt Frankie. That's what they called me all through junior high.
I'm fine
with it.
Okay, Front Butt. Sitting in the room with us right now is Man Scott Chad.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he is a furry little Man Scott, isn't he?
He is, very furry.
Yeah.
When you go get a haircut, do they shave any of your neck and back?
Ask for it next time.
Ask for it. And your eyebrows and everything.
Yeah. And
I got my eyebrows waxed, but one time.
Well, I'm talking about when you go get a haircut.
No,
that's
they don't.
That's
do
a
that.
Part of your haircut.
Yeah.
But do they do your ears? I got my ears done today.
Some.
And sometimes. She went down my back.
Really?
Yeah, and I think she was just kind of bored and having a nice conversation. So she just kept on going. Started going down my back and my butt crack and.
Oh.
The top of it, anyway.
Oh, my.
It was
interesting. Yeah, I was going to say, that's getting close there.
Yeah.
It's getting close there.
Well, when she told me to roll over, I got a little nervous.
Yeah. Those straight razors are scary around that.
And on the phone today is Jimbo.
Yeah, producer Jimbo, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. And I'm telling you what, it's almost time for Wright's 12 Days of Christmas. Starts December 11th.
11th.
Through the 23rd. Stop by, check out all the deals. Starting at 20% off with savings that increase every day.
Nice.
Up to 75%.
I love that.
Yeah, so if you got any questions, get into Wright's, 3474 South State. Call them 266-2050. Check them out at WrightsMotorcycleParts.com. Even on Facebook. You know why?
Why?
Let's see. Oh, because you can't go wrong.
When it's right!
Well, you guys see that NBC fired Matt Lauer?
They did.
For sexual misconduct.
No way.
Yeah, it's unclear if any other network will hire him, you know?
Yeah.
But if not, he could always run for office.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it seems like that's what's going on there just as much, right?
I think that there's going to be a station that picks up O'Reilly, Lauer, and Rose.
Well, it's like that's all the news is now. Do you see the Minnesota Public Radio fired former A Prairie Home Companion host, Garrison Keillor, for improper behavior? He's like 70-something years old.
Oh, and he has been cherished and loved by so many people.
Yeah, you know, the behavior actually involved Keillor forcing women to listen to A Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, he did
I mean, that is, to me,
he
that's inappropriate.
That.
Really?
He did not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Billy Idol, 62 today.
Happy birthday, Billy.
Yeah, to mark the occasion, he got a new song, Chad.
What's that?
It's called It's a Nice Day for a NCIS Marathon. He's 62. You know, all he cries about at night in the midnight hour is, why the hell do I have to pee again? In the midnight hour. You get, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hey, DMX recorded a new version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I heard it.
Yeah, it's destined to be a number one single.
You think?
Well, if each one of his kids buys a copy.
Yeah,
that sure dude has more kids than, I mean, seriously.
It was a cappella.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
The Recording Academy revealed that Taylor Swift's new album is not eligible for a Grammy because of its late release date.
That's true, dude.
Yeah, thankfully, Taylor Swift isn't petty or vindictive, so I'm sure this is the last we'll hear about it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Ed Sheeran, largely snubbed by the Grammys as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but only because they don't have a separate category for hobbits. I mean, they really should. You know what I mean? Yeah, Songs from the Shire. Yeah, I think it could be great. Songs from the Shire. Daniel Day-Lewis says he's happy with his decision to quit acting.
Is he really?
Yep, you listening, Adam Sandler? Hello!
No. You just got to go back to the old templates.
Yeah, I hope so. Kevin Hart posted a photo of his newborn son.
Absolutely beautiful.
He weighs 7 pounds, 8 ounces.
Precious.
You can finish the joke from there.
Yeah.
Actually bigger than Kevin, I think. That's
much.
Yeah. We keep talking about this, and I just don't get it, but upside-down Christmas trees are selling for as much as $1,000.
Dude, it's hard to get them to grow that
way.
Who buys them? All the vampires?
That's not a bad one, Chad.
All the vampires. Oh, I see
all
where we went with
that. All the vampires in Hollywood or upside down.
I just thought mostly idiots, but I guess vampires. I don't know.
Dude, the reason why they're so expensive is they're having a hard time growing them that upside down.
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay. Yeah, all I say is next time you feel like society's going in, you know, a positive direction, refer to the previous statement. $1,000 for an upside down tree.
Mostly for
things are getting
idiots.
Screwy, people.
Yeah.
Now is it dead? Like you hang roses upside down when they're dead and everything or what?
Yeah, they and the roots grow up into the ceiling and the attics are getting crazy. It's all rooted out.
It's all crazy.
They're usually fake trees, Chad.
Oh,
not okay. Always, though. They're doing the live ones. But they're, okay. Again, having a hard time getting them to grow that way.
Yeah, because trees usually grow the other way. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they grow toward the sun, so you got to put them in a spot.
Yeah. If you go on the other side of the world, then you can grow them the other way.
Exactly.
Yeah, like down in Australia.
Yeah. That's where most of them are coming from.
Yeah, they're Australian trees. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any more questions?
No.
All right, good. Because the tour's over. A new study says if you want to be more popular, you should nod more.
Wait. What did you say? Nod?
If you want to be more popular, you should nod more.
Dude, that John Reap was almost like shake nod.
He was.
Nod. So nod, like what? Like, hey.
Yeah, like, nod. Hey. Yeah, and if you want to be more popular in Hollywood, you should always nod when a fat, greasy producer tells you to, well, never mind.
No, nod, not knob.
Oh, gotcha. No, Chad should be the most popular guy in the room. His head's probably nodding the whole day. He's asleep and waking up.
I know.
It's pretty good. Scientists say flies carry more disease than originally thought.
Dude, it's horrible.
Man, if this doesn't convince you to start using a condom with one, you're just an idiot.
Huh?
What?
You gotta use one. Gotta catch them first.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. New smart condom, Chad, rates your bedroom skills and your size.
Skills and size.
Yeah. Or you can save your money and learn everything you need to know from just another disappointed sigh from whoever you're with.
Oh, man.
Do they really sell smart condoms?
Smart
now?
Condoms. Yeah. Yes, they do.
They do, bro.
Yep.
That'd be funny, huh?
Not really, because it'll explain to who you're with everything about
that'd be kind of cool.
It would be kind of cool.
Really and do, what if you're in a really good mood, though, Chad? What if you were in a really good mood and you weren't going to be like you were the last 100 times?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would tell you everything about it. It would even say, left hand.
Right hand.
Yeah.
Stranger.
Danger.
All right, moving on. A new study found that using mouthwash could increase your chances of getting diabetes.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so I guess Chad really decreased his odds of getting diabetes, huh? No mouthwash for you. Sits right next to me, I can tell. And last but not least, Barack Obama, more popular.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, more popular.
That's awesome.
Thank you. More popular in Alabama than Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a big step forward for black people or a big step backward for orange people. It's a tough one to figure out. Somebody smarter than me is going to tell us what that means. Just telling you right.
And that, what's the guy, Morris, his name? John Rob Morris, the guy running?
Oh, Roy.
Roy Moore.
Yeah.
He's like 6 points ahead right now, man.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Anyway, love you guys.
Thanks, Frank.